Good morning and blessed be the name of Jesus. Shalom. I'm inviting you to continue to learn how to view our leaders. You already discovered that the church at Corinth had several problems. One of the major problems was their perspective on leadership. They had a distorted mentality of leaders. They had long views of leaders. That one made them to get into divisions. One, because of the wrong view of their leadership, they divided among their leaders. Some of them said, "We belong to Apollos. Apollos was a great teacher." Others said, "We belong to Paul. Paul was an apostle." Others said, "We belong to Peter. Peter was a great man of God. He was a man that the Lord used to plant the church initially." Others said, "No, we belong to Jesus." They even took Jesus to be one of leaders, and they made Jesus to be a function. So they had a long view of leaders, just as it is today. Many people look at leadership in a very negative way. That is to the extreme end. Others, to the other extreme end, because they're two heads, they look at leaders as gods. They look at leaders as the one who would speak into their lives, regardless. They bypass God and they take leader as a god. They worship those leaders. They pay homage to the leaders at the exclusion of Jehovah. And so Paul realized that the church was divided, and the church had divided the vision because they misunderstood the position of leaders, the place of leaders. And so he taught them and said, leaders are just mere servants. So in chapter 4, as he concludes the session, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 1 Corinthians, chapter 4, Paul gave the right way to view leaders. And he said, this is the session we did in the previous episode or session. He said, look at us as mere servants of God. So Paul gave the very basic perspective and the right perspective that all leaders, regardless, they are mere servants of God. They are managers of the mysteries of God. God gives the church mysteries. God wants the church to know deep secrets. And he has brought in leadership, the fivefold ministries, so that the church of Jesus Christ, the new community, might be able to know what God is saying, might be able to know those deep mysteries of God through the leaders. So leaders are supposed to be explaining those mysteries to the church. So when you take one leader at the expense of another, when you boast about one leader at the expense of another, you are actually putting yourself into that ignorant position, because each one of the leader is a grace, is a gift given to God, given by God to the people. And as a gift, Paul was asking them, why are you boasting on one leader over the other? Is there any gift that you did not receive? Is there any gift you have and you did not receive? And if you received all those gifts, why discriminate them? Take those gifts as one. They are given by one giver. And the giver gave you those gifts because he knew that every gift will have some role. So let's look at leaders in a biblical lens, in the right perspective, and that the right perspective. So after pausing that, Paul entered into the final phase of talking about three people or three types of leaders that you can get into the church of Jesus Christ and whom he would get into this church. And that we can get it in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 from verses 18, from verse 15 all the way, from verse 14 all the way to 21. Now these are the three people or three types of leaders or three categories of leaders that you can get there. Number one, Paul says, I'm not writing these things to shame you, but to warn you as my beloved children. For even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you have only one spiritual father. And I became your father in Christ Jesus when I preached the good news to you. So I urge you to imitate me. That's why I've sent Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. He'll remind you of how I follow Christ, just as I teach in all the churches wherever I go. Some of you have become arrogant, thinking I will not visit you again, but I will come, and soon, if the Lord lets me. And then I'll find out whether those arrogant people or leaders just give pretentious speeches or whether they really have God's power. For the kingdom of God is not just about a lot of talk. It is living by God's power. Which do you choose? Should I come with a rod of to punish you, or should I come with love and gentle spirit? Now, Paul lets the Church of Jesus Christ at Corinth look at three categories of people. One is the one he calls a father to them. This was the leader that he talked about, a father, and he gave some roles of a father. Then about two, he talks about tutors. He called them other teachers, those who teach other doctrine of Christ. And that's the second category of leaders in the church at Corinth. And number three, he talked about arrogant leaders, or those other people, leaders, who are actually arrogant and they are misleading the church. Let's look briefly at those who these people are. Number one, he put himself in the first category. He said, though you might have 1,000 other tutors, I am your spiritual father. You are my children. And he said, I became your father when I begotten you, when I preached the gospel to you. The 1.5 years, which when Paul was in the church at Corinth, when Paul wanted to go to run away, but the Holy Spirit of Jesus came at night and told Paul, Paul, don't stop preaching, don't stop speaking, keep on speaking. I have many people in this city. Nobody will harm you. Nobody will distort what you're doing. I'm there to protect you. And Paul continued for 1.5 years. That one we established. So Paul said, I am your father. And a father, he said, imitate me as a father. But then he says, as I imitate Christ, I am also imitating Christ. A father is not the head by himself. If the father does not imitate Jesus, you stop imitating him. That's what he said. Then he said, I'm sending you Timothy, who is also my child like you. He's a faithful one. He's a faithful child. And he'll tell you the way I have been walking with Christ. So every church has got a man or a woman that's called, that is in the position or the role of a father. A father is the one that gives direction. A father is a model. A father is a mentor. A father is a minister. A father is a manager. A father models what is supposed to be done. And he said, imitate me. And as I said, we should only imitate this father as long as him imitate Jesus Christ, our father, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then the second one, second category, he talked about tutors or teachers. He said you can have 1,000 others. We have so many other tutors who explains the word of God to us. We praise God for them. God said these are graces that God has given us. They explain the word of God. One comes and you might not find them again. Some of those tutors, they are sent only once. Some are sent twice. Some can even be sent two or three times. But they have the grace of a teacher, a grace of a tutor, a grace of one who explains the mysteries of God, the hidden things of God. They're there. Apparently, Apollos was a tutor. Paul was a father. He's now explaining. But Apollos was a tutor. Peter was a tutor for them. Other leaders like Timothy was a tutor. Others who'd raise up would become tutors. Even those that Paul had trained, continue to train, because when Paul left, he left leadership. They were tutors. And so it'd be good for us to know the many tutors. We need to really respect those tutors. Praise God for tutors. These are men that are there to help us. They're women that are help us to understand. May God bless all the tutors. But let's not let's distinguish between fathers and tutors. Then he talked about that category and he called them arrogant men. These are haters of fathers. They are opposite of fathers. Arrogant, they are a proud people. They are men full of themselves. They do not point people to Christ. They point people to themselves. The difference between tutors and arrogant men is that both of them might be handling the scriptures. But the difference is tutors, they point people to Jesus Christ. Arrogant teachers, they point people to themselves. They give themselves as an example. They keep on talking of how blessed they are. They are the best one. They don't even find themselves to have fallen short of anything. Let us not become arrogant teachers. Let us not become arrogant fathers, because also fathers can also become arrogant when they are just using a lot of talk. Arrogant people or leaders also, they have a lot of talk. They do not have power. They loan talking for power. They loan dresses. They dress to kill. They dress to impress, so that people might think, hey, this is so well dressed. They keep on talking about themselves and their wives and their husbands and their property. But all what they're doing is that they are just mere talkers. They do not have power. But Paul says, leadership is not just about talking. It's about living by the power of God. And Paul says, I'll come and see whether those talkers have the power of God. For he says, for the kingdom of God is not just about talking and eating and drinking. It's about the power. It's about living by the Spirit of God. is about living by, by righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. May God help us. And Paul says, should I come and be tough on you, or should I come and be soft on you? Should I come to punish you, or should I come to with a gentle spirit? And I think we need our leaders and our fathers to come with a gentle spirit, not with the spirit of a rod to punish, because fathers can also punish. Father, we thank you for helping us to understand this element of leadership, that we have got fathers, we have got tutors, and we have got arrogant teachers. May you help us to connect with our spiritual fathers, and may you help us to honor all our tutors and not mistake our tutors for fathers. And may you help us, Lord, even to shun and to avoid those arrogant leaders who mislead us and who talk too much and make us think that they are the best because they are talkers and they speak what they do not do. They have no integrity. Help us not to be like that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.